your struggle is over. Find out more as Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Bill Winston share the keys to increase in every area of your life. Don't miss a moment of growing up into the fullness of God next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, it is so good to know you and to walk in faith, to walk with you. Oh, praise God. And we open our hearts and our minds today on this broadcast all over the world to receive revelation from heaven. Heaven has the answers, and we know it, and we thank you for it. And we're receiving those answers today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Bill Winston to this broadcast?
Praise God. Brother Bill,
let's read this verse of Scripture, because this is such vital information that we're going into here and for the rest of this week and all next week.
Praise the Lord.
That 19th verse of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Now, we have to understand something here. Excuse me, please, about the book of Romans. I mean, the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So now, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the moment you did that, you are set free from the laws that govern sin and death.
Yes, sir.
Now, the rest of this chapter explains that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it builds, and it builds, and it builds, and it builds for the earnest expectation. That is actually what the word hope means. Mm-hmm. Earnest expectation. Well, now, faith is the substance of things earnestly expected. Now, the hope, the earnest expectation of the creature, whatever God created, waits for the manifestation of the sons of God, those born of God, born of love, born of light, those that have been made free from the law of sin and death. Now, this is not talking about when a person's born again, they already have all these things.
That is correct.
But they're not
developed. Yes, sir.
Bill, a little baby is born. Yes. They got all the same bones. They got all the same muscles. They ain't got many teeth yet. But they're in there. They just not manifested
yet. Yes,
but there's a whole lot of difference in that little baby in your arms. And what's the difference? Growth.
Mm.
Maturity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's what's been happening in the body of Christ. You can't grow on religion. Listen now, he read this to me.
Here's what it said. I said, the quality of intake determines the strength of the output. The quality of intake, what type of word you're getting, will reflect your ability to dominate and subdue in this earth.
You can't expect any more quality.
That's correct.
Than what you're feeding on.
That's
right?
Exactly right, sir.
Whatever is my source reveals the output. That is a basic truth. Whatever the seed is what you're going to get.
Because he said you'll know the root by the fruit.
Yeah. So, but now we're talking about quality.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
See, and the church pretty much, like you said, has been a lot of religion in there. And as a result of that, we haven't seen the output.
Why is it that an Olympic athlete can't be an Olympic athlete on a diet of M&Ms and Twinkies?
He
can't overcome
the
quality
Can't do it. The output won't be there.
Of what is what's going in?
It won't be there, Brother Copeland.
It's not there. It can't.
And he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See,
every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So now we understand. I mean, you don't have to be a dietitian or a nutritionist. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be. You just really don't have to be all that smart to understand that this was created to be food.
Oh, my goodness.
And if man get in there and he genetically alters this thing, if he changes it, he's not God. He can't create a better food because God created the food to match the body. Now, the first thing that comes to my mind when they talk about genetically altering the food, why? Well, you make more money out of it, really, the bottom line of it. But what? I immediately think, I don't want to eat that, man.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Well, what is religion? Jesus said your religion that's makes the word of God
none effect.
No effect. That religion is genetically man-altered Bible, isn't it?
That's what it is, Brother Copeland.
Well, it ain't going to produce any faith.
No, sir.
It ain't going to produce any strength in my spirit. I can't grow on that.
Not a bit.
The Bible says you'll grow from just the sincere milk
of the
Word
of God. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2.
So if they ain't growing, they ain't even getting no milk, man. They're getting 2%. You know what my granddaddy used to call? You know, they'd make butter, they'd turn, they'd take that milk, all that, take all the fat out of it and everything. And I mean, they'd
strip it down.
It'd be stripped, you know, it'd be blue looking. My granddaddy said, don't blame me no more, that blue, John. Bring me some milk in here. He'd get mad. And then he'd say, that's bull milk. I want cow milk. Oh, man.
Now, if you look, Brother Copeland, at...
That's what that religion is.
Sure it
man.
Is. Sure
you
it
get
is.
Up there and hoop and holler. Sure it is. We were talking yesterday. You read that scripture yesterday. Whereby we cry... I didn't say whereby we cry, I'm a Baptist.
No.
Whereby we cry, I'm a Methodist. Whereby we cry... anything. Yeah. But whereby we cry, I have a Father, a God that loves me.
They took that word and stripped everything out of it and brought some blue milk. And now the people can't grow off of that, see? Because they put that denominational twist in here.
Regardless of what denomination it is.
Doesn't make any difference.
I see that, man.
It's a pure word that we're supposed to have here. Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, because that's kind of interesting. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. For I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for ye are yet carnal. For where there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? Now the Amplified says, walk as mere men. So we, the church, were never to walk as mere men.
Mere men are the ones that ain't been born again.
There you go.
They're just walking around doing the best they can.
Best they can. Trying to figure it out and so forth and so on. We were never to walk like that.
No.
We were never to walk. I was telling somebody the other day, I preached on a thing called No More Toil. And I said, do you know that the Spirit of God should be so active inside of us until when a problem came, Jesus knew what he would do. There is no guessing in the kingdom.
Now, Bill, that wasn't just because he's the Son of God. It's because he's led by the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. See?
We ought to be too.
Exactly. Well, let me see if this will work. Now, wait a minute. You remember George Washington Carver?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's what he said.
He's
he
one of my heroes.
Oh, my goodness. He'd go in, he said, God's little workshop. He'd go in there with a pen, a pencil, and a Bible. Go in there, and he said God would pull back the curtain and show him how to take a peanut apart and put it back together. some 300 products out of a peanut, from kids' crayons to face cream.
Oh, yeah.
Out of a peanut. And he said it was more in there. And he said he never had to toil for answers, because toil came with the curse. You know what to do. Now, that takes away, quote, quote, experiment. Now, I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but I'm saying when you experience this experimenting now, you know what to do.
Well, it depends on what your base is, where you start.
Where you start. Okay, okay.
You met, if you're... Mm-hmm. If you start with the Word of God, you're going to cut out a lot of monkey emotion.
Because it's, you know, we're testing this animal and testing this and we're doing this and so forth. And that's all right. And we're trying to get to some answers. But I'm telling you, it's time for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Yes, sir.
We know what to do.
That's when Albert Einstein made all those other scientists mad that they wanted to expel him from their thinking, man.
Because
they asked him where he got all this. He said, well, I just tried to look at things from God's viewpoint, from his place, and get up there where he is and look down on it and then ask him. He said, I just said, how did you do this? Mm. Oh, they got mad. Oh, they got furious. The audacity of any man to say that God showed him how he created the universe. Well, it turns out that he was right, wasn't it?
Now, he was right. And when George Washington Carver was called to Washington to testify before the Ways and Means Committee about his scientific discoveries, they gave him 5 minutes to speak. He got up there in 5 minutes. And the man, the chairman, got up. All this is documented. I've got it. He got up and said, brother, take as long as you want.
Yeah, they opened the floor to
it. It just astounded him. And then they said, how did you get this? He said, I got it out of a little book. He said, what book? He said, the Bible. He said, the Bible doesn't say anything about a peanut. He said, no. The Bible tells you about the God of the peanut.
Oh, glory be to God.
He went to the source.
Hallelujah.
He went to the source.
Yeah, he did.
And when we are dealing with him, we can go to the source.
He didn't have any money. He didn't have any lab.
That's right.
When they brought him over there to Tuskegee to take over the science department, it wasn't nothing but a room.
That's it.
Crude
stuff.
Man, he went out and walked up and down the alleys of Tuskegee, man, getting up bottles of different color and cans and stuff and made his lab out of them. Oh.
Isn't that powerful?
That's the most powerful thing I've heard all day, man.
And I'm saying,
hallelujah.
I'm saying, he said, wait a minute, I'd like to share some things with you. But you're still carnal, and you can't receive these things. So I say we move from the natural man, which is the unsaved man, which is mainly influenced by the demonic force, and then you move into the carnal man, which is born again. But that particular person doesn't quite have an understanding of how to let the flesh go and let the spirit lead. And then you move to this spiritual man who has ascended above the flesh. Now you can download stuff. Now you can get the revelation. I got it right. Yeah. And Jesus, wherever he went, just got revelation.
The proper order.
Wherever that thing was.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
The proper order is spirit,
soul, and body.
Mm-hmm. And you'll hear mind, body, and spirit.
Right.
Or you'll hear soul and body. Or you'll hear body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how seldom you hear it lined up like spirit, soul, and body. You put the spirit man first place in ascendancy by putting the word.
Yes, you do, don't you?
The quality of the intake. Man, oh man.
We got to move into some things, Brother Coleman, because things are coming in the earth. I mean, there's repercussions for sowing bad seeds coming now.
Bill, read that over there in Proverbs 24.
Okay.
You ministered that to me. Let's go over there.
Proverbs 24. And over and over.
Oh, I needed this. So, and let me tell you some background behind this. I had experienced just recently, but I had experienced this over the years in my life. Yep. Of just suddenly all the strength just run out of my body. I just almost fall on the floor. And stand up, come against that. And listen to what you read to me. Go ahead and read those verses.
It says here in verse 5, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. That knowledge will increase your strength. And up in verse 10, it says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small.
Well, now, the strength is small. Why? You're not spending any time in the knowledge of God.
There you go.
The Word is the source of it.
It's the source of it.
Without being strong in your spirit, you're not going to get very far with your body.
My goodness, that's the key. That's the key.
Now, you and I, we live in our spirit more than we do our body because of what we do.
Correct.
And as we pour by the anointing, as we pour out of our spirit man, and we put the Word in there and we pour it out, it pulls out our own faith. We pour out as we minister to people. If you don't put that back in, and I've been guilty of this.
Yes, indeed.
If you don't put that back in there, then you ain't got anything to live on.
That's exactly right, Brother Copeland.
Mm-hmm. And here just recently, it's just been, I've been struggling with it. Mm-hmm. Well, the struggle stopped today.
Gotcha. Praise the Lord.
Because earlier you ministered that to me. You read that to me and ministered to me. I receive it. Father, I receive what this man of God ministers to me. Your Word is true. I put it first place in my life. I thank you for it. And I see now what my part is.
Yes.
And I commit to it in the name of Jesus to be more diligent and faithful to your Word, not just the Word it takes to preach to others, but also the Word that I need to feed into my spirit to build my own healing, my own life, my own strength, my own mental awareness, that the life that comes out of my spirit. In the name of Jesus, I commit to you for it and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can I speak a word?
Yes, sir.
I feel like I'm supposed to speak a word. I hear that same thing for somebody watching right now. Your struggle as of this broadcast today is over.
Praise God.
It's over.
Bill, we're not supposed to be struggling with
this. No, sir. No, sir. This is it.
We
are more than conquerors, Brother Copeland.
Jesus struggled for us, didn't he?
Tossed to and fro.
Oh, man.
Hey, we're out of that. This is
people wonder why. Well, they think they know why. Mm-hmm. That we offer CDs and books and DVDs and tapes and whatever else we can get word like this on why we're on television. They think it's because we're trying to get money. That has nothing to do with it. The anointed ministry is the source of that strength and faith and stuff that grows on the inside.
Yes.
You follow these words and you read the Word and you're hearing it preached and you read and preach and speak. And it builds and builds, and that's where you grow up.
That's that spiritual man, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Now, this is what Mr. Carver was doing.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
He was seeing more through the eye of faith than he was through the eye of the natural.
Now, can we go into something else related to this right here, Brother Copeland?
Do.
And this is found in Matthew chapter 13 now. Matthew chapter 13. Now, over in Matthew 13, we see Jesus teaching here. But See what he says here in verse 31. Another parable put he forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge under the branches thereof. Now, what is he saying here? He's saying the man took the seed and sowed it in the field. So we, as the church, church is not a building, it's people. Mm-hmm. We are to be sown
in the world.
In the field. And once we're sown in that field,
we grow up and become.
And become the greatest influence in the field. They brought Dr. George Washington Carver to Washington, a black man out of Alabama down there, who God showed him how to take a peanut apart and put it back together.
And then when he came down the first time, they told him, they said, you can't do nothing here. This old ground ain't no good. And, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. Same old thing.
Yep.
Well, he just got out and went around looking. And there's nothing but old red-looking, old dirty-looking dirt nobody can do anything with. But he made paint out of that old red dirt.
Did.
He made all kinds of stuff out of that old red dirt. And he got started painting barns with that old red dirt and just prospered the whole area out of what they thought was worthless.
They thought it was waste. And in God, there is no waste.
No.
He even takes fruit that falls on the ground that nobody picks and puts fungus on it so that the fungus could produce something to go back in the soil and get energize the roots.
Start over again.
Start over again.
And we out of time there. Lord, that broadcast didn't take but 4 minutes, did it? Praise God. Brother Bill and I'll be back in just a moment.
With change erupting around the world and time nearing the end, a kingdom is arising. A people are growing stronger and taking their rightful place as the manifestations of the sons of God are about to transform everything.
We've got to come back to his way of doing things. We've got to grow up in the fullness of him so that we can tell the devil what to do.
Days of heaven are coming to earth through your life. Bill Winston's revolutionary teaching series, Manifesting the Sons of God, will take you to a new level. Develop a higher kingdom mindset. Rearrange the world around you to resemble heaven. Stop the devil in his tracks. Take your place and grow up as God's representative in the world. The earth is about to take notice as believers everywhere become the manifestation of the sons of God. Order your copy of Manifesting the Sons of God on CD or DVD at a special price of just $15. Don't miss your opportunity to get this dynamic new series by Bill Winston that includes a bonus teaching called There's a King in You. For faster delivery, order through our website at kcm.org. For phone orders, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
Manifesting the Sons of God, there are three CDs, three DVDs in these packages. Now, and I said this yesterday, and I didn't say it just try to get you to do something. It's something that is in me from the Word of God. Get the DVDs and bring the whole family in. Bring your children in and watch it. I'm telling you, little kids get it quicker than the granddaddy will get it if you're not cautious about it. Now, then you get the CDs and you listen to them during the day. And you build on what you saw. You're feeding spirit, soul, body, eyes, ears, mouth, this whole system. And it'll shock you how fast you begin to grow up and become something far greater than you've ever been in your life. You can be the husband you always wanted to be. You can be the wife you always wanted to be. I'm telling you, they can't take anything away from you. Amen. What if they killed you for it? Well, the other side of that's good news. I'll tell you that right now. So get in there and order it right now. Be an action person and get in on it right now. Father, we just give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bill, all our kids, Jeremy and Sarah and Kelly and Steve and the grandkids and Marty. I mean, the whole bunch. I mean, they got to preach on them, so they finally just busted out. And the kids are going to have a meeting in Milwaukee, August 27th through the 29th. They're at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Then they're coming to Kissimmee, Florida. That's right there close to Orlando on December the 3rd through the 5th at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. I tell you, these meetings are just for that. They're not just little copies of our meeting. They are to help you grow up. They're to help you get stronger. And the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's just amazing what's going on. And you need to be a part of it. Get on KCM.org and find out more information about it. Thank you for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Bill Winston, Kenneth Copeland, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Visit our website today at kcm.org and you'll find a resource of word-based teaching materials and study tools. kcm.org is available whenever you need it, day or night. You can watch today's broadcast in our media section or read faith-building articles to help you find biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Are you tempted to walk in fear because of today's uncertain times? God's plan for you does not include fear. Help is coming your way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings with George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. The first one will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Then later in the year, they're headed to Orlando, Florida, December 3rd through 5th for another meeting at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Get into the blessing in action. 3 days, 6 services, 1 divine appointment. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
This is our time now. But we got to come back to the Word of God and build on the right foundation.